Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Talk Radio 1210 from Mulligan, Street 10, West Hildreth Avenue. Where else are you going to get the Dupree's Burning Sky? Maybe Tom Jones in a leisure suit that we have to put up on YouTube. And Scott Presler will register you to vote, among other things, here. But joining us is the mayor of this fair city, which is right now... They were supposed to send over the figures, Mayor Ernie Triano of Wildwood, from the Barefoot Country Music Festival. You told me 29,000 people attended last night on a Thursday night in Wildwood.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the place was packed. They asked me to say a few words. I went up on the stage, and you look at a sea of humanity, and you know what the best part about it? Not one problem. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Everybody was behaving. Just the perfect atmosphere to be in Wildwood. And it was for all those people that are sweltering in that 100-degree weather in Philly, it was a cool 61.
Was it really?
61 degrees last
breezy,
night.
Breezy, beautiful.
I tell you what, that wind coming off the ocean was just absolutely
perfect.
Did you
sing a song up there?
Listen, I want the concert to be a success. Yeah. I chase everybody out the door if I start
singing. Cat scratch fever there.
Well, oh, my God.
Thanks for helping with the sand from Wildwood, sort of, too, for North Wildwood, which is under siege. I know you guys work together.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. They have a beach now. We're so happy for them. They've been the governor decided to bump the DEP out and bring in the DOT, and the DOT immediately started dredging Hereford Inlet out. North Wildwood's got big beaches, thank God, and we just hope they stay and let the people can enjoy what we have to offer.
You know, I would tell you, Mayor, too, first time we witnessed it, you probably have seen it off-season, the dredging thing, that's a dangerous job. This thing is like 50, 60 feet in the air that slowly goes out into the ocean, digs big holes,
absolutely,
and then pumps sand back.
Yeah, and then that sand comes running through those mills.
Yeah,
they actually have them graded because at one time they were pumping Strathmere in, and they had a treasure ship out offshore, and they were they were actually pushing in gold doubloons and silver amioles, and people who were metal detecting were finding them. So,
oh, my God.
They put screens on it now.
So three more days, right? It's it's tonight, and then it's Saturday night. Is it Sunday, too?
Yeah, it's Sunday also, yeah.
And these are some of the biggest stars in country music that come here. I know that Carrie Underwood came here one of the first years that we were involved with it. So it seems like things under control, too, in Wildwood on the weekends now. You've been helped by the state police.
Yeah, the governor was very gracious in sending some state police down for us. They helped us on the boardwalk and And like I say, it sounds like you got a police state here. It's not really the case. It's just as a precautionary to make sure that the kids don't act up. And, you know, the state police, the presence of the state changes some of the atmosphere, and they did a great job for us.
Well, it does, because we talked about this, and maybe the next time we're down Mulligan's, bring in the chief and a couple of cops.
Yep.
We want to buy them a drink, honor them, because they know they're, because of these two attorneys general, they're under threat if they do anything that's normal police authority.
Absolutely.
Is made difficult, whereas the state cop, it's clear.
Well, they even
they
have,
know they can do. What are they? They're free?
Yeah, the governor, the attorney general's idea is not to have a child, a young person, to carry a record through his youth into his adulthood. So what we're going to do is we're going to coddle these kids, let them break the law, let them be lawless. So when they do become 21, and now you really have, you know, situations where you can really be damaged, they think they have a free will and can do what they want. So I think, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I wasn't taught the ABCs when I was 20. I was taught when I was 5, 6,
exactly.
And 7.
Exactly. Well, Ocean City, which you hear Ocean City, you know, you think that the police chief there, Mayor, said they had this mother refusing to come down from where the kid was an hour or two away from Ocean City. Yeah. They followed the procedures, bring him into the station house. But he's there 6 or 7 hours. He's supposed to do that.
We had a kid who was OD'd.
Right.
We found him on the side of the street, and in a T-shirt only. They brought him around. He's giving us all false information. We finally got the right information. We called his parents up. His mom answered the phone. She said, is he okay? Yeah, he's okay now. Well, okay, he'll be good. Boom. That was it.
Wow.
It's parenting skills are taking a back seat. Everybody wants to be their friend and not their parent.
Right, exactly.
You know what? It's spoil the rod and spare the child. And that's now, whack the hell out of him. Give him a good one.
But Wildwood, never looking better. It's great stuff. You know, I would encourage people. We were standing where the water park is, the first pier coming from North Wildwood down.
Right.
And when you stand up there, you get up high enough and you look down the shoreline of the Wildwoods. There's nothing like it.
It's incredible
to see that.
We had a City Myrtle Beach people come up for our concert to take a look at what we have, and we took them all over the place, and he just sat there, and he marveled at the size of the beach they couldn't get over. I said, this is one venue. I said, we have another venue we can put over here. We have another venue we can put on the other side of Convention Hall. And they just sat there, and they go, oh, my God, I can't believe what they were really amazed at. And I applaud everybody for this. They said, there's no trash.
Right.
I said, well, you know, Jersey, we're polite people. We pick our stuff up here, you know.
Well, that's rare. That's hard with all these people. We're talking with Mayor Ernie Triano. So, Mayor, what's the next big event? Dom Day, of course, here.
Well, you know what? Now that you said that, I'm going to actually.
No.
We're going to actually
what's
declare today.
Come on now. Oh, this can't be.
Oh, this is. Well, how
could
it be June?
A moment of silence out there. Come on out, folks. We look for this every year.
How could we not have? How could it be June without Dom Giordano Day in the city of Wildwood for today? So, want to congratulate you, Dom.
Thank you very much.
Love it, Mayor.
I like all the whereases here too.
You know what? The more whereas you have, the more important you are.
There's at least six whereas.
That's why they only give you
Dan.
Six.
Let's see how many other talk show hosts say six.
After Ernie
whereas.
Says that, it's like you should have got 12, right? You know,
exactly.
Well, next year I'll have to have a two-sided one for you.
That's amazing.
Well,
Thank you.
A nice picture with the hair would be a good thing. Thank you, Mayor.
No, it's our pleasure.
Very nice of you to do that. Anytime. And you've been so generous, as all the way back to when we had the Kate Smith controversy. I don't forget that.
I'm not done with that one.
Now tell us, do you still want the Kate Smith statue?
Absolutely. I want the Kate Smith statue. I will proudly present it. I'll put it right next to the Vietnam Memorial Wall because there's a lot of guys fought and died. Well, everybody on that wall was killed to allow us to be able to express ourselves. And my opinion, when you hear God Bless America, I don't know if there's a better song. It represents this country.
Yeah.
And God bless
America.
No,
it's a beautiful song, and it stirs. And Kate Smith, when she comes out of the box with that at the beginning, you're exactly right. And do we know where it is? We hear
yes. It's at Spectra Coors Garage, warehouse
in Chester.
Breaking
news.
In Chester.
Yep. All right. After everybody has enough drinks here, let's go to Chester, please.
Free Kate Smith.
I actually have enough people. A couple people approached me about going in there to get it. I said, well, yeah, you get it, and then you bring it here.
Like
now
a diamond
I'm taking,
heist.
stolen goods, and now I go to jail.
Well, Mayor Ernie's rappelling down from the ceiling.
That would be a huge day if you can get that. I know that you're on that, and it is a piece of Americana that's just unbelievable.
I just wish everybody took 2 seconds to understand what she actually did for civil rights back in that day when she was one of the largest advocates of civil rights. And for saying one word, they brutalized that poor woman.
I agree with you. Mayor, anytime. Thank you, Ernie.
Tom, pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to my neighborhood.
All right. Round the corner, Mayor Ernie Triano, folks. Mayor of Wildwood. Kate Smith coming up here. All right. Is that Scott Presler over there with a cowboy hat on now? Is that somebody else 6'5" with a cowboy hat?
You want him? You want him?
Yeah, bring him over here. We got a guy with a cowboy hat on here. He's promoting the festival here, too. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Thanks to Mayor Ernie. In previous years, Dan, we were made deputy fire chiefs. Wait a minute. He lost his cowboy hat there, though. What the heck happened? I need a president with a cowboy hat. All right, let's go to some callers here. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Angela in Philly. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Angela, good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good, Angela.
So what do you have today, Angela? The Regal Beagle.
Wow. Where is that? Where is that?
It's from Three's Company. It's fictional.
Ah, Dan, do you know the Regal Beagle?
Yeah, from Three's Company, the old bar where they would have their mixed drinks and a sandwich, yeah.
All right, we'll put that one in. That's the first one that's... widespread enough versus somewhere in the middle of nowhere. All right, so Scott Presler making his way over.
Yep.
He should have a cowboy hat on, I'm sure. I thought that you would come to us with the cowboy hat on. So, Scott, how's the crowd here? This seems to be pretty pumped up that Scott Presler...
Wait, you got a pina colada?
Did you get a pina colada?
I did, yeah.
Wait a minute. My wife, we searched for pina coladas.
So, Scott, we've been asking for pina coladas from Mulligan's for years now. And I did not know they now had them until you just walked in with this.
So I'm like the first.
You are the first.
He said he was bringing in the equipment today. We got to get Ro on this, the pina colada. Now, is that a virgin pina colada or an alcohol pina colada?
A magician never reveals his tricks.
It's a great answer.
Scott, this is, I think there are three Trump stores in town. I follow you, as you know, because I'm following America and I'm following Pennsylvania Wind. You're going to be at the Trump store over in Bent Salem on Sunday. A rally there. No other presidential candidate could have a rally, you, at a Trump store. We're not going to see a Biden store.
No. Well, this is a busy weekend. So, you know, we're at Mulligan's now. We're doing this Wildwood. Then tomorrow is the Trump rally in Philly. And I love that he's coming to Temple University. And some people are saying, you know, Scott, this is kind of a rough area. And I said, good. It's about time the Republican Party stops being the country club Republican Party and that we go into places that we traditionally have ignored and that we haven't reached out to. And I'll tell you, we've been texting voters that are Democrats and independent around Philly this whole entire week, inviting them to come here from President Trump. And we got a team of door knockers that are going out today and all day tomorrow, inviting the local neighborhood to come hear from the next president of the United States. And furthermore, on Sunday, you know, I always come on your show and I'm talking about voter registration. Mm-hmm. We have so many people here today from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Here we go. Magic time.
And it's so funny hearing from people because they're going, Scott, what number are we at now? I know that we're at 720. And it's cool that people all of a sudden really understand the importance of voter registration. They love it. They understand it. And they know that it's critical to us winning. And so on Sunday, we're doing a day of action. We're going to start in Quakertown, which is Upper Bucks. We're going to follow by going to Doylestown and Middle Bucks, which is that blue dot in Bucks County. And then we're going to follow by going to the Trump store in Bent Salem for a giant tailgating, cooking with hot dogs. And, you know, it's a very visible area.
Wait a minute. What is that food? The hot dogs. What is that blend of accent? Is that the Virginia accent, the hard scrapple accent?
This is my beautiful Midwestern accent coming out.
Makes them relatable.
But Scott, the thing, though, that means the most to me is the fact that you're such an incrementalist, and not too many too many people don't get it, that it's big picture and one big thing's going to happen, like the debate. It's not. It's what you're doing methodically, the tip stuff, the gas station stuff, the Amish. These things all add up. Pennsylvania is going to be probably under 25,000 votes one way or another. And you might be responsible for just enough, if not more, because we have all these people in other states that hear you and they're sending postcards and reminding people to vote mail-in ballot. So tell them what they do again. We can't do it enough. People may not have heard you before.
Sure. Well, to anyone listening, I mean, I really need your help, especially if you're in Pennsylvania. Go to, if you want to register to vote right now at this very second, go to pavoterservices.pa.gov, and you can register to vote online. You can change your party affiliation to Republican. And those numbers incrementally help us, that when people see that we've narrowed the gap by 200,000 votes, that there are 200,000 fewer Democrats than there were 2 years ago, that means more dollars are going to flow into Pennsylvania. That means more donors. And actually, I want to thank Mulligans, and I want to thank Dom, you, and 1210 Talk Radio, because we had two women today here at Mulligan's Bar that switched their voter registration from Democrat to Republican in Pennsylvania. Woo. Now, somebody might go, Scott, that's minus two. It's actually minus two D plus two R is actually a net gain of plus four votes. So those two ladies just got us a net gain of four just from here in Mulligan's.
And one way we can tell that Scott Presler is working is the attacks against you increase. The more they increase, the more these people come out of the woodwork, that indicates they get exactly what's happening here.
Oh, yeah.
And when Bucks County, probably in July, I'm hoping, goes red, the money will pour in. People will realize they're not out there alone. They'll start to do the other things you're talking about from these other states. Win Pennsylvania. You and I agree on this. You're going to be the president.
Well, a couple things. So, yes, we are going to flip Bucks County. It is inevitable. We're coming. Now, I want to make it clear, as soon as we flip Bucks, all of our time, all of our talent, all of our volunteers, we're immediately going to turn our energy towards Chester County, flipping Chester
Good
County
spot.
From blue to red, to Monroe County, where the Poconos are, from blue to red, to Erie County, which is the most quintessential swing state in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, to Center County, to Luzerne. So we have an entire plan. We have an operation. And, you know, the Democrats, I mean, their attacks against me are so stupid. You know, they'll comment on my hair, which, number one, is gorgeous, but number two...
To say all the comments on YouTube are, I wish I had Scott's hair.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly.
And number two, they'll call me Brooke Shields, and I'm like, dude, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. That is a compliment. Compliment.
Yeah, Brooke Shields, not bad. I would agree with that.
I welcome it. And you know what? I embrace the hate. I welcome the hate, because every time a Democrat comments on my post on X, thanks to Elon Musk, I monetize their hate, and we're going to donate that to my organization, earlyvoteaction.com. So thank you, Democrats, for all your continued support financially.
All right. Woo. We'll have more coming up here with Scott Presler. Great stuff. And again, if you're not registered to vote, I'd be very surprised, but maybe not. Maybe some guys in the band would like to sign up. We'll put you on. All you have to do. And if you have anybody here in Wildwood, I think it was Senior Week, Scott, or around this time, how many people have been brought to you, probably can't count them all, that said, this is the first vote of my kid, I want Scott Presler to register them?
Oh, yeah. No, it's so funny. So moms and dads reach out to me, and they're like, Scott, you know, my kid is 17 turning 18. When they turn 18, I want you to be the one to register my child to vote. And that to me, having that trust, having that respect, and, you know, my mom and dad, and happy Father's Day again to my dad and mom in May, but to so many people, I am their adopted son, and I love the community that we have built. I love the family that we have
built. And your guys, these guys following around the country, this guy here is filming everything we're doing.
I love the shirt.
This is
President Donald J. Trump.
He's got the mugshot shirt.
The mugshot shirt.
This is Joe. Joe's a part of my team with Early Vote Action. And, I mean, he's such a trooper. My car right now does not have air conditioning. So he's been putting up with me, and we've been sweating our behinds off. But
so
here he is.
You're traveling the country without air conditioning?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
With all this hair.
Oh, that's gotta be trouble.
From Detroit to the Grand Hotel with Scott Presler. All right, we'll have more here from Mulligans in a minute.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We're back on air with the Dom Giordano Show. How you doing, Dom? We are back.
All right. We're going to have a toast here in a moment. We have with us here, of course, great tribute band, Burning Sky. And thanks to Mayor Ernie Triano for stopping by. Robin Schaefer, affectionately known as the Wales guy because of all the stuff that goes on here, is with us. And Joey M., who Roe and I often are at his restaurant, La Cucina, but is our resident expert on all things Wildwood, Robin, your Ocean City, and also Sinatra. To put it mildly, nobody does Sinatra like he does. They have to beg him to do it. Not really. He walks up. He owns the place. So every Friday and Saturday, it seems to be over at La Cucina, that's where you're going to find Sinatra. So, Robin, this is bigger and better than the fourth annual Dom Giordano Day. And you're one of the guys that has your group that come out from Ocean City. And also, my wife, Rose, said, we haven't talked much on the show about Wales, about all the things going on. Does that mean it's over? And I try to explain to her that a guy like Phil Murphy, it's never over with this guy. He's a menace. His wife is a menace that was stopped, strangely, but he's not giving up on ruining this beautiful thing that all these people in the room come to every year, known as the Jersey Shore. So what's the latest?
Well, the latest is, and thanks for having me back on the show, and Dom Giordano Day is such a privilege to be a part of, and so what we've seen the last... last 6 months or so is a dead whale every day or so washing ashore or dead out in the ocean off of the off of Massachusetts and Delmarva, where they're still building these wind turbines, and they're doing all the survey work and whatever. And people like Phil Murphy are downplaying it, and they're, you know, federal government and the state agencies are all saying, well, you know, it's you know, follow the science. It's not about the work that we're doing out here and right. all the noise we're making. It's not about all that. It's about climate change. It's about the whales are following the menhaden into areas that they didn't normally go into. That's why they're getting wrapped up in fishing gear, or they're running into stuff.
But the bottom line, not ready fully for publication, but you're working on a big event to come up. What I'm trying to tell people is this is not over in the slightest. In fact, it might be bigger pretty soon with what you're working on. Stay tuned, and we'll hear it first here with you. This is such an issue with our listeners. As you and I talked about it, people in the room and listening, wherever they are, were drawn to it because of the whales, because of the tragedy of this. But then they started to think of the destruction. I've been watching the dredging, which is necessary, but it's god-awful looking to see these monstrous machines, particularly the one that's 50 feet high, go out there. Imagine windmills 100 times that size looking out there. When you look out across the ocean, that's what you're going to see if they get their way.
Well, it's like the Manhattan skyline out in the ocean. Does anybody really think that that we should be building skyscrapers out in the ocean? This whole green greed New Deal, I call it, is insane. And they there's billions of dollars changing hands, and it's all about net zero carbon. It's all about this ideology that is that certain people on the left, that certain elites are continue to push, including like Tammy Murphy, who was able to get climate change instruction into schools, which is going to indoctrinate a whole new generation of kids on the idea that we're all going to be underwater in the next 20 years. Well, you know, they said that 20 years ago. We're still not underwater. You know, where we're sitting right now.
And it's hot out, Robin, now. So, of course, when it snows, we will be hearing about it again. But let's take a moment here, and let's all pause here for a moment. A little toast, impromptu. I didn't write anything down here. Wherever you are, thanks for coming today. Thanks to our special guest, Scott Presler, the man that's going to win Pennsylvania. Thanks to Dan for putting this on. Thanks to Burning Sky over here in the corner. It's been tremendous today.
Hey!
And most of all, thanks to Ro for putting up with all this shenanigans.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Got your red wine there, too.
No white wine would be used in this. Thank you, Dan.
Well, on that, I have to agree with you. I think that's
And joining us, too, is one of our home away from homes here, Mulligan's, of course, too, Joey M. of La Cucina. A listener, we used to come there, Joe, and then a listener reminded me about it when we did a top 10 list. But the draw for my wife is, how do you get hundreds of people there every weekend playing Sinatra and all their favorites, and particularly these women dancing for hours, apparently?
Well, it's just not me. It's the combination of my other entertainers that I bring in. I'm only just a little feature. And anybody who comes in to sing there, the first rule is they cannot sing Sinatra. Dean Martin or Bobby Darin.
So I'll give you another rule, Joe, and you're with me on this. Dan, you know what it is about Sinatra.
Yeah.
Anybody under 50 singing My Way right away should be arrested.
Yeah.
Under 50, maybe under 60. Right?
It's true. I mean, and the thing is, I've been doing it for so many years. Next year is going to be 50 years in the food business and 50 years as a singer.
Wow.
You know what's amazing? I'm only 45 years old.
Well, we don't have anything worked up this time, but I think the next time we're back here on July 3rd, we got to hear something from you. But,
absolutely, absolutely.
What's your favorite Sinatra tune?
And that's a tough question.
My Way is mine, without a doubt.
Well, I mean, My Way usually goes in every set that I sing. That's Life.
Yep.
World on the String. The Summer Winds. I mean, these are like my favorites. They're my go-tos. And then Fly Me to the Moon, Witchcraft. And then I throw in the Dean Martins and the Bobby Darins and stuff like that. So,
What's the essence of Sinatra, though? What does it take to pull that off?
You know, it's a tough question. A lot of people go out and do Sinatra. And I never classified myself as a Sinatra singer. Mm-hmm. I just classified myself as a singer. I don't impersonate Sinatra. I just, the only thing closest that I do to Sinatra is his phrasing. If you listen to Sinatra, he has a certain unique in his phrasing. He can tell a story as he's singing a song.
Well, I've seen you do it standing on the street during COVID.
Yes.
It while also running down the establishment down the street. Not that I forgot that.
Do you remember that? Yes.
Yes, and I, as somebody who communicates too, appreciate that. You're right. It's the phrasing in addition to the voice. Nobody.
You can't duplicate an icon like that. You know, Everybody goes out there, and there's guys who really do a great job. But I never thought that that was a great thing to impersonate somebody. I just feel it's a tribute to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an impersonator, it's like Elvis. There's a million Elvis impersonators. But it's like, you know, it's about a tribute to these guys. These guys are icons. And
exactly.
Sinatra's music will be on for a lifetime. It's something that never dies.
You say that as a guy with a leisure suit behind you about to
Tom Jones. By the way, Joey M. So
he's not an actual imitation.
Who, let's say, 100 years from now, are we going to be listening to Taylor Swift or Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
I just don't see.
It's timeless.
I think the generations don't have that what we have. You know, we're true admirers, and we grew up with this music. And, you know, it's just something that Sinatra's still here from the 40s. And,
exactly. You
know, we're almost, 15 years from now is 100 years. And we're still listening to Frank Sinatra.
Exactly.
So what does that tell you? You know, and that's the whole thing.
Well, we love coming there, my wife particularly, the dancing, the whole thing, and you and Bob Pantano. You know, Bob Pantano and I were both in the same book at Newman, X1.
Really?
Ask him that. Yeah.
I just got off the phone with him. I was coming.
Yeah.
I was coming in, and I called him because he's actually coming down to Wildwood next week. He starts his gig.
Oh, okay.
He starts his gig.
We'll be in to see him.
On Sundays. So I'm working. I'm actually going up the road on Sunday in his neck of the woods to perform.
Where are you going to be performing, John?
At the Washington State Park.
Okay.
So in Turnersville, I think it is, or Sewell.
Okay.
Sewell, not Sewell. And a bunch of people, the Blue Notes, Tommy C., the kid that I discovered, he'll be on the show.
Okay.
And it's a lot going on. So.
Well, Joe, thank you. First time you've been to Dom Day.
Yes, it is.
Please come back.
Congratulations and many, many more.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dom.
Thanks, Joey M. on Talk Radio 1210. We'll get more with Robin and a leisure suited Tom Jones.
Is on
the left. Thank you, Joe. Hey, batteries plus bulbs. My friend Roy, we were over in Northfield. I broadcast from Northfield because of Dan here at the shore on Monday and Tuesday of this week. There's a batteries plus bulb store right there on Tilton Road. I was right next door to it. It's every bit the same as you'll find in Mount Laurel on Route 73. Two great stores. Roy and his staff, what they're going to do is they're going to help you fix whatever it is with tech that needs fixing, whatever you need to, for example, he tells me all the time about sentimental things. Husband passed away, wife couldn't retrieve photos from a broken phone. His guy, Neftel, did. Unbelievable appreciation from the widow and my listeners that have gotten things done from Roy. But everyday things, your phone. Chris Sharp, the master tech, Farah, the store manager, they're there to help. It's the original batteries plus bulbs. 18 years ago, Roy started it. It's like a superstore. So right now, when you go into batteries plus bulbs, mention my name. When you stop into one of Roy's stores, be entered to win a $50 gift certificate to use in the Mount Laurel and Northfield locations. No purchase necessary. Call 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here at Mulligan's at 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Must be a big crowd here today. I haven't seen Johnny Z. Dan, I don't know if there's an emergency somewhere. Usually we get him for an annual report. We have with us the leader of Burning Sky, Wolf. And the hair is real, that Tony guy. And Dan and Matt, Okay, the lead singer here. And, of course, the Earl of Tacony, who tells me that on a hot day like this, being dressed in a leisure suit, you'll see this on YouTube shortly.
How hot is Earl right now?
Yeah, to give us what song are you going to be doing of the great Sir Tom Jones?
We're going to be doing It's Not Unusual.
Of course.
It is unusual. It is
that,
unusual.
That is not unusual at all for someone.
By the way, on the side question today, and we'll get a winner here today, a guy just handed me a slip of paper. The Bar Tavern is the Little Paddock, Stratford, Pennsylvania.
Ah!
Not in the contest, but infamous. All right, so if that's a place that has... Wolf, what would you say? You guys have played all over the place.
Yep.
You particularly have a Burning Sky. Is there a bar that's infamous or famous that you've ever played or been in?
Just too many of them.
Give us one.
118 North.
118 Wayne? North.
Ah.
Where's 118 North?
In Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's where I had my little kidney stone incident.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so, yeah, that absolutely out. Fantastic.
How are you feeling now?
I got the stent. And,
But you're like bouncing on a drum set over there. It's...
Well, when I had to play that Thursday at 118, ooh, I was in pain. It didn't... Like I said, I was...
Was he cringing?
He was cringing every time he hit the kick drum hard. Yeah.
All right, so Mulligan's crowd today, great. They really love you guys. Where are you going to be next? Where will we find Burning Sky next?
Tomorrow we're actually playing in...
Blue Arrow.
It's the Blue Arrow Farm, it's called.
Okay.
It's in the upstate New York.
It's just on the border of New Jersey and New York.
All right.
It's
how about someplace here locally, guys?
We have a date coming up at the Landis Theater, October 11th.
Ah, okay.
And Vineland.
August.
Right.
August 16th, we're playing at the Gem in Spring City. On the 23rd, we're back at Cooper's Riverview in Trenton, New Jersey.
You got to be the old Kathmandu. That's going to be an outdoor show, so that would be a really fantastic show. A lot of opportunity to dance and party in the sun.
Okay. And you have Mr. Tom Jones here today in a green leisure suit.
It's not unusual for somebody to show up in a green leisure suit to sing Tom Jones.
Not with Talk Radio 1210. I just wish the guy from the Dupree's would have sung You Belong to Me. I was waiting for that.
You're really excited about that.
Yes.
Earl, did you buy that back in the 70s, or did you go out and get it for this?
Well, thanks, Clark. This is from the Cousin Eddie collection. of the septic tanks filled in the RV.
Oh, my God.
Or your dogs yakking up a turkey bone.
I love the Hawaiian shirt and everything under. It looks great.
Yeah.
Looks great.
So where do we go for all things Burning Sky again?
You go to www.theburningskyband.com, and we have a private Facebook page at the Burning Sky Band, the Ultimate Band Company Experience. Now, before we go, I just want to acknowledge we have Billy the Beard on bass.
Hey, Billy.
Yo, Billy.
And Billy, come over here real quick.
And we have Mike Birnbaum on guitar. And then
all set up. Never mind.
I want to acknowledge back there in the corner, actually, we have free beer koozies and magnets, and our girl Chrissy is at our table back there, our concession table. And I'd like to acknowledge my friend Shane, who actually helped me carry my drum set in today so I don't rip my stent out of my stomach.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
All right. That's a real Dom Giordano day, a guy playing with his stent in his stomach here, man.
I just want to underline how great you guys have been to work with.
Yes, absolutely.
So if there's any venues out there listening, weddings, anything that want to hire you,
theburningskyband.com.
You guys are incredible. And you guys, not only do Bad Company, you do free Mata Hoople and other music as well, right?
Why Bad Company? Why did you choose them? Why did you get into that?
You know,
that?
It's really funny because when I decided to put the band together, there's a plethora of Zeppelin bands, Journey bands.
Right.
And I said if I found the right people, I wanted to do Bad Company because no one was doing it. And I found the best people. And the band's actually really doing well. So it's kind of like a monopoly, like trying to do something a little different. So if anybody wants Bad Company, they go to us and...
Team is absolutely fantastic.
You want to hear some Tom Jones?
Yeah, Tom Jones. Mr. Jones. Here we go. All right, folks.
Yeah, let's go, Earl.
Mr. Tom Jones is here. All right, Dan checks it off his box. I've always wanted Sir Tom Jones to be here in a green leisure suit. Check. He was here for Dom Day.
I did it well, Dom.
All right. Yeah. The phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Scott Presler with us here, too, on Dom Giordano Day. And the big story tomorrow, the big story to me, is President Trump and how he's approaching this debate. We'll give you a little bit of that, too, as we continue, too, with the fun here at Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth. That's where you want to be. Stop on by. Rich coming up later over at the Grand Hotel where Scott stayed last night. Great spot all day here in Wildwood at 855-839-1210. You get in.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Come on out to Mulligan's. Be part of it today. Wherever you are, you still have time to get here. Joining us is our host, Johnny Z, so busy today at Mulligan's that he couldn't join us in the beginning with our Patriot of the Year. I think he's still hanging around somewhere, though, Scott Presler, Johnny. So I know that was your wish. Why Scott Presler? You just saw him here. You heard him with me or whatever the years with Presler got you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dom, and thanks for coming back again. Scott Presler, he's the hardest working man in Republican
right.
politics.
Yeah.
I wish we had 100 more of them. And I've gotten to speak to him a couple times. He's such a nice guy. He just, you know, all over the crowd. My wife, Pam, she wanted to be here. Unfortunately, we had a call out at the liquor store.
Okay.
So she's been down there. She's been trying to get down here. It's just it's a busy time of the year. And Scott was just nice enough to go down there and meet her back in the cooler. He was having a great time back there. But just a wonderful time all the way around.
Yeah, John, too, I tell people this all the time. I was even telling Presler, I work the same way he does. Pride of the Bar, it's a great spot, but the food is second to none when it comes to this genre, and you do unusual things. The country music, the Barefoot Festival going on, do you have something for the country folks?
Well, actually, tonight we're running two different specials. One of them kind of is geared toward that. We're doing a rack of ribs.
Right.
Sweet potato fries, and then choice of vegetable. The other special tonight, we're doing snow crab clusters with your choice of size. So that's
wait a minute,
side.
With that rack of rib, I don't know if you might have to include a vegetable. They're making a statement of what they want.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, vegetable will not go along with that so well. But
yeah.
Those are along with the other dinners that we have on our regular menu.
Yeah. So, John, how do you see now? We've been the center of the universe here, the Trump rally, et cetera. Are you feeling pretty good about things? Are you having a debate watch party here? People raucously blow by blow on Thursday night?
I'm not sure what's going to happen. We might have something. We might have it out on the patio for people that you know, want to watch it. I have no idea what to expect next week. Some people smarter than I still think that it may not go on. I don't, you know, your guess is as good as mine, but it should be an interesting watch.
Keith Hartzell, newly minted, ran for mayor, now a full-fledged city council person in Ocean City again.
Yep.
Keith, when you see this race and you see the debate coming up, I don't know if you've been in debates at the city council or the mayor level.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, is it blood sport in Ocean City, the debate?
Well, they try to make it a forum, but, it gets a little lively. It goes back and forth. So it's kind of my forte. I really enjoy it. But this thing coming up, this will be a worldwide event. That's probably the number one thing's ever going to be watched with Biden and Trump. I can't wait. I mean, I'm literally pacing just to. We've got it marked all over the house when it is.
I wanted
else.
Trump Hillary too, as you know.
I
mean, that would have been particularly the walk around debate with the two of them.
Yeah,
that was must see. But this one, I think, is going to be President Trump is going to be a much. You can see it already what he's doing. It's not going to be a lot of fireworks or whatever. I'm hoping he's talking policy. He's going to be funny, too, and what he did in the South Bronx, be funny in a way that is not attacking Biden necessarily. And let's lift up Biden. You know, Biden can't have a low bar. If he stands there for 90 minutes, he wins.
Yeah.
That's where we are at this point. If he doesn't walk off in some crazy way, we can't have that kind of bar. Anything else that you see, that people you run into and you're watching this that you want to see Trump do?
Well, I just think that you're 100% correct. When he wants to, he's a really nice guy. Our commissioner here, Bobby Barr, just elected, actually met him when Van Drew switched. He was with him in the Oval Office and actually was by himself with President Trump for a while and just said he's the nicest guy in the world. Not only that, he spent most of the time talking to Bobby about him, not about himself. Very engaging, that type of guy, legitimate, real. Communicates well with people. Everything that we've been told is exactly the opposite of how this guy is when you're with him. And if anybody's had the pleasure, which I have not, but everybody that I talk to says, oh my God, he's one of the nicest people in the world. And he just really seems to care. So I think that's in him. I think that he's got a unique ability to speak to people at all levels. Anybody that's worked for him likes him, loves him. So all this stuff about he was this, that, and the other thing in Atlantic City, you know I'm on the radio once a week in this market last 20 years. I always ask, somebody call and tell me something bad. Tell me somebody he harassed. Tell me a time that he was a racist. It does not happen, folks. A lot of this is made up. We know this from living in this area. We know it 100% to be true that the guy's a stellar guy, stellar business person, stellar guy in the community. So I'm looking for him to bring that out. And I think he knows that. Now I think he knows it's all on the table. And I also think he knows who he's competing with.
Exactly. All right, we are more with Keith. And Johnny, is it true he's on your wish list for the next time around, President Trump? We got Scott Presler here. Who else would you like to see? Within reason. Because it's Stan's job, and I want to see him work hard at this.
Man, I have to think about that. There's just so many people. Obviously, President Trump. That would
we'll have to take the walls down and make it open air.
That was neat during the rally when they did the drive-by.
Yes.
With the motorcade.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I have to think of that. But I'd love to have Scott Presler back again.
Okay.
That would be fantastic.
We'll make that happen. I want to thank you, though, too. This is such an unusual thing for a radio station. Now, is there any truth to the rumor that a jitney will be involved going over to the Zioli show?
There was talk a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. The one guy on Twitter, I don't know his name, the jitney guy, he was actually here for the rally or one of the events. He was the one that was saying, I have the jitney, you want to put something together. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it down to Cape May. I would love to, duty calls.
You are what makes this, though, with talk radio. It's you as a sponsor, as a listener, on Twitter and all that. We couldn't do it without it, and it results in days like this. So thank you. We're already looking forward to July 3rd, the next day here, and it'll be a lot of fun celebrating July 4th. So thanks, John, very much.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Johnny Z with us here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll talk with the Wildwood Tourism people. Their guy has a calculator out here, Dan, that's burned out already, trying to figure out the economic impact of all these country folks coming to the Wildwoods. How come Ocean City, Keith Hartzell, can't get something like that? What is it about Wildwood? Well, I don't know of two resorts that have a different brand that can coexist quite like Wildwood and Ocean City. How those two things interlock is something for everyone, Keith. If you put that up a little bit. There you go.
There really is, Dom. There is something for everybody. Actually, up and down the whole coast, and that was one of the things that Curtis Bashall said when he was running the tourism here. It was so important that each and every one of us have a brand that runs together. So, and we try to do that. We try to promote one another because we should. And that's just how it is. And those kind of relationships are great. We do have a Pops up there, so we have a full-blown orchestra. We have a theater company that has off-Broadway shows. Right. And we also have a concert series. So we do something a little different. It's generally a little bit more family-oriented. Obviously, we don't have anything that's being served here or there, right? So as far as the town being dry. It really does work. If you want to come down for some great rock and roll, country entertainment, this is a spot you're going to pick. You're going to come to Wildwood. And we're okay with that because you're going to come down, come back. Some of their people are going to come up. So it's how it works, and it's how it
I want a little
work.
Tension here between you guys.
Yeah, you're not getting any.
A nice brawl here in Mulligan's would give me some play. All right, we'll talk with Ben Rose, Keith Hartzell, and you at 855-839-1210. We got to get a winner today. What is that all-time bar tavern? Other than Mulligan's, that's what we're looking for.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here at Mulligan's at 310 West Hildreth Avenue. Must be a big crowd here today. I haven't seen Johnny Z, Dan. I don't know if there's an emergency somewhere. Usually we get him for an annual report. We have with us the leader of Burning Sky, Wolf. And the hair is real, that Tony guy. And Dan and Matt, okay, the lead singer here. And, of course, the Earl of Tacconi, who tells me that on a hot day like this, being dressed in a leisure suit, you'll see this on YouTube shortly.
How hot is Earl right now?
Yeah, to give us, what song are you going to be doing of the great Sir Tom Jones?
We're going to be doing It's Not Unusual.
Of course.
It is unusual. It is
that,
unusual.
That is not unusual at all for someone.
By the way, on the side question today, and we'll get a winner here today, a guy just handed me a slip of paper. The Bar Tavern is the Little Paddock, Stratford, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Not in the contest, but infamous. All right, so if that's a place that has... Wolf, what would you say? You guys have played all over the place.
Yep.
You particularly have a Burning Sky. Is there a bar that's infamous or famous that you've ever played or been in?
Just too many of them.
Give us one.
118 North.
118 Wayne? North.
Ah. Where's 118 North?
In Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's where I had my little kidney stone incident.
Oh,
yeah, it was so, yeah, it's absolutely out. Fantastic.
How are you feeling now?
I got the stent. And,
yeah, but you're like bouncing on a drum set over there. It's...
Well, when I had to play that Thursday at 118, ooh, I was in pain. It didn't... Like I said, I was...
Was he cringing?
He was cringing every time he hit the kick drum hard. Yeah.
All right, so Mulligan's crowd today, great. They really love you guys. Where are you going to be next? Where will we find Burning Sky next?
Tomorrow we're actually playing in...
Blue Arrow.
It's the Blue Arrow Farm, it's called.
Okay.
It's in the upstate New York.
It's just on the border of New Jersey and New York.
All right.
It's
how about someplace here locally, guys?
We have a date coming up at the Landis Theater, October 11th.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, Vineland.
In August.
Right.
August 16th, we're playing at the Gem in Spring City. On the 23rd, we're back at Cooper's Riverview in Trenton, New Jersey.
You got to be the old Kathmandu. Okay. That's going to be an outdoor show, so that would be a really fantastic show. A lot of opportunity to dance and party in the sun.
Okay. Yeah. And you have Mr. Tom Jones here today in a green leisure suit.
It's not unusual for somebody to show up in a green leisure suit to sing Tom Jones.
Not with Talk Radio 1210. I just wish the guy from the Dupree's would have sung You Belong to Me. I was waiting for that.
You were really excited about that.
Yes.
Earl, did you buy that back in the 70s, or did you go out and get it for this?
Well, thanks, Clark. This is from the Cousin Eddie collection. Of the septic tanks filled in the RV.
Oh, my God.
Or your dogs yakking up a turkey bone.
I love the Hawaiian shirt and everything under. It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks great.
So where do we go for all things Burning Sky again?
You go to www.theburningskyband.com, and we have a private Facebook page at the Burning Sky Band, the Ultimate Band Company Experience. Now, before we go, I just want to acknowledge... we have Billy the Beard on bass.
Hey, Billy.
Yo, Billy.
And
Billy, come over here real quick.
And we have Mike Birnbaum on guitar. And then
all set up. Never mind.
I want to acknowledge back there in the corner, actually, we have free beer koozies and magnets. And our girl Chrissy is at our table back there, or a concession table, and I'd like to acknowledge my friend Shane, who actually helped me carry my drum set in today so I don't rip my stent out of my stomach.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
All right. That's a real Dom Giordano day, a guy playing with his stent in his stomach there, man.
Yeah, I just want to underline how great you guys have been to work with.
Yes, absolutely.
So if there's any venues out there listening, weddings, anything that want to hire you, thebirdskyband.com. You guys are incredible. And you guys not only do Bad Company, you do Free, Mata Hoople, and other music as well, right?
Why Bad Company? Why did you choose them? Why did you get into
You know,
that?
It's really funny because when I decided to put the band together, there's a plethora of Zeppelin bands, Journey bands.
Right.
And I said if I found the right people, I wanted to do Bad Company because no one was doing it. And I found the best people. And the band's actually really doing well. So it's kind of like a monopoly, like trying to do a little something a little different. So if anybody wants Bad Company, they go to us and...
Team is absolutely fantastic.
All right, you want to hear some Tom Jones?
Yeah, Tom Jones. Mr.
All right,
Jones.
Let's move over
Sir
to the band.
Tom Jones. Here we go. All right, folks.
Yeah, let's
Mr.
go, Earl.
Mr. Tom Jones is here. All right, Dan checks it off his box. I've always wanted Sir Tom Jones to be here in a green leisure suit. Check. He was here for Dom Day.
I did it well, Dom.
All right. Yeah. The phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Scott Presler with us here, too, on Dom Giordano Day. And the big story tomorrow, the big story to me, is President Trump and how he's approaching this debate. We'll give you a little bit of that, too, as we continue, too, with the fun here at Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth. That's where you want to be. Stop on by. Rich coming up later over at the Grand Hotel where Scott stayed last night. Great spot all day here in Wildwood at 855-839-1210. You get in.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Come on out to Mulligan's. Be part of it today. Wherever you are, you still have time to get here. Joining us is our host, Johnny Z. So busy today at Mulligan's that he couldn't join us in the beginning with our Patriot of the Year. I think he's still hanging around somewhere, though. Scott Presler, Johnny. So I know that was your wish. Why Scott Presler? You just saw him here. You heard him with me or whatever the years with Presler got you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dom, and thanks for coming back again. Scott Presler, he's the hardest working man in Republican politics.
Yeah.
I wish we had 100 more of them. And I've gotten to speak to him a couple times. He's such a nice guy. He just, you know, all over the crowd. My wife, Pam, she wanted to be here. Unfortunately, we had a call out at the liquor store.
Okay.
So she's been down there. She's been trying to get down here. It's just it's a busy time of the year. And Scott was just nice enough to go down there and meet her back in the cooler. He was having a great time back there. But just a wonderful time all the way around.
Yeah, John, too, I tell people this all the time. I was even telling Presler, I work the same way he does. Pride of the bar, it's a great spot, but the food is second to none when it comes to this genre, and you do unusual things. The country music, the Barefoot Festival going on, do you have something for the country folks?
Well, actually, tonight we're running two different specials. One of them kind of is geared toward that. We're doing a rack of ribs.
Right.
Sweet potato fries, and then choice of vegetable. The other special tonight, we're doing snow crab clusters with your choice of side. So that's
Wait a minute, with that rack of rib, I don't know if you have to include a vegetable. They're making a statement of what they want.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, vegetable will not go along with that so well. But those are along with the other dinners that we have on our regular menu.
Yeah. So, John, how do you see now? We've been the center of the universe here, the Trump rally, et cetera. Are you feeling pretty good about things? Are you having a debate watch party here? People raucously blow by blow on Thursday night?
I'm not sure what's going to happen. We might have something. We might have it out on the patio for people that want to watch it. I have no idea what to expect next week. Some people smarter than I still think that it may not go on. I don't, your guess is as good as mine, but it should be an interesting watch.
Keith Hartzell, newly minted, ran for mayor, now a full-fledged city council person in Ocean City again.
Yep.
Keith, when you see this race and you see the debate coming up, I don't know if you've been in debates at the city council or the mayor level.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, is it blood sport in Ocean City, the debate?
Well, they try to make it a forum, but, it gets a little lively. It goes back and forth. So it's
It's kind of my forte. I really enjoy it. But this thing coming up, this will be a worldwide event. That's probably the number one thing's ever going to be watched with Biden and Trump. I can't wait. I mean, I'm literally pacing just to. We've got it marked all over the house when it is.
Well, I wanted Trump-Hillary, too, as you know. I mean, that would have been, particularly the walk-around debate with the two of them.
Yeah.
That was must-see. But this one, I think, is going to be, President Trump is going to be a much, you can see it already what he's doing. There's not going to be a lot of fireworks or whatever. I'm hoping he's talking policy. He's going to be funny, too. What he did in the South Bronx, be funny in a way that is not attacking Biden necessarily. And let's lift up Biden. You know, Biden can't have a low bar. If he stands there for 90 minutes, he wins.
Yeah.
That's where we are at this point. If he doesn't walk off in some crazy way, we can't have that kind of bar. Anything else that you see, that people you run into and you're watching this that you want to see Trump do?
Well, I just think that you're 100% correct. When he wants to, he's a really nice guy. Our commissioner here, Bobby Barr, just elected, actually met him when Van Drew switched. He was with him in the Oval Office and actually was by himself with President Trump for a while. And just said he's the nicest guy in the world. Not only that, he spent most of the time talking to Bobby about him, not about himself. Very engaging, that type of guy, legitimate, real, communicates well with people. Everything that we've been told is exactly the opposite of how this guy is when you're with him. And if anybody's had the pleasure, which I have not, but everybody that I talk to says, oh my God, he's one of the nicest people in the world. And he just really seems to care. So I think that's in him. I think that he's got a unique ability to speak to people at all levels. Anybody that's worked for him likes him, loves him. So all this stuff about he was this, that, and the other thing in Atlantic City. You know I'm on the radio once a week in this market last 20 years. I always ask, somebody call and tell me something bad. Tell me somebody he harassed. Tell me a time that he was a racist. It does not happen, folks. A lot of this is made up. We know this from living in this area. We know it 100% to be true that the guy's a stellar guy, stellar business person, stellar guy in the community. So I'm looking for him to bring that out. And I think he knows that. Now, I think he knows it's all on the table. And I also think he knows who he's competing with.
Exactly. All right, we hear more with Keith. And Johnny, is it true he's on your wish list for the next time around, President Trump? We got Scott Presler here. Who else would you like to see? Within reason. Because it's Stan's job, and I want to see him work hard at this.
Man, I have to think about that. There's just so many people. Obviously, President Trump.
We'll have to take the walls down and make it open air.
That was neat during the rally when they did the drive-by.
Yes,
with the
exactly.
motorcade. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'll have to think of that. But I'd love to have Scott Presler back again.
Okay,
that would be fantastic.
We'll make that happen. I want to thank you though too. This is such an unusual thing for a radio station. Now, is there any truth to the rumor that a jitney will be involved going over to the Zioli show?
There was talk a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. The one guy on Twitter, I don't know his name, the jitney guy, he was actually here for the rally or one of the events. He was the one that was saying, hey, I have the jitney, you want to put something together. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it down to Cape May. I would love to, but duty calls.
You are what makes this, though, with talk radio. It's you as a sponsor, as a listener, on Twitter and all that. We couldn't do it without it, and it results in days like this. So thank you. We're already looking forward to July 3rd, the next day here, and it'll be a lot of fun celebrating July 4th. So thanks, John, very much.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Johnny Z with us here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll talk with the Wildwood Tourism people. Their guy has a calculator out here, Dan, that's burned out already, trying to figure out the economic impact of all these country folks coming to the Wildwoods. How come Ocean City, Keith Hartzell, can't get something like that? What is it about Wildwood? Well, I don't know of two resorts that have a different brand that can coexist quite like Wildwood and Ocean City. How those two things interlock is something for everyone, Keith. If you put that up a little bit. There you go.
There really is, Dom. There is something for everybody. Actually, up and down the whole coast. And that was one of the things that Curtis Bashall said when he was running the tourism here. It was so important that each and every one of us have a brand that runs together. So
And we try to do that. We try to promote one another because we should. And that's just how it is. And those kind of relationships are great. We do have a Pops up there, so we have a full-blown orchestra. We have a theater company that has off-Broadway shows. Right. And we also have a concert series. So we do something a little different. It's generally a little bit more family-oriented. Obviously, we don't have anything that's being served here or there, right? So as far as the town being dry. So, okay. But it really does work. If you want to come down for some great rock and roll, country entertainment, this is a spot you're going to pick. You're going to come to Wildwood. And we're okay with that. Because you're going to come down, come back. Some of their people are going to come up. So exactly. It's how it works. And it's how it
I want a little
work.
Tension here between you guys.
Yeah, you're not getting any.
A nice brawl here in Mulligan's would give me some play. All right, we'll talk with Ben Rose, Keith Hartzell, and you at 855-839-1210. We got to get a winner today. What is that all-time bar tavern? Other than Mulligan's, that's what we're looking for.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Come on out to Mulligan's. Be part of it today. Wherever you are, you still have time to get here. Joining us is our host, Johnny Z, so busy today at Mulligan's that he couldn't join us in the beginning with our Patriot of the Year. I think he's still hanging around somewhere, though. Scott Presler, Johnny. So I know that was your wish. Why Scott Presler? You just saw him here. You heard him with me or whatever the years with Presler got you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dom, and thanks for coming back again. Scott Presler, he's the hardest working man in Republican politics.
Yeah.
I wish we had 100 more of them. And I've gotten to speak to him a couple times. He's such a nice guy. He just, you know, all over the crowd. My wife, Pam, she wanted to be here. Unfortunately, we had a call out at the liquor store.
Okay.
So she's been down there. She's been trying to get down here. It's just it's a busy time of the year. And Scott was just nice enough to go down there and meet her back in the cooler. He was having a great time back there. But just a wonderful time all the way around.
Yeah, John, too, I tell people this all the time. I was even telling Presler, I work the same way he does. Pride of the bar, it's a great spot, but the food is second to none when it comes to this genre, and you do unusual things. The country music, the Barefoot Festival going on, do you have something for the country folks?
Well, actually, tonight we're running two different specials. One of them kind of is geared toward that. We're doing Rack of Ribs.
Right.
Sweet potato fries, and then choice of vegetable. The other special tonight, we're doing snow crab clusters with your choice of size. So that's
wait a minute,
side.
With that rack of rib, I don't know if you have to include a vegetable. They're making a statement of what they want.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, vegetable not go along with that so well. But yeah. Those are along with the other dinners that we have on our regular menu.
Yeah. So, John, how do you see now? We've been the center of the universe here, the Trump rally, et cetera. Are you feeling pretty good about things? Are you having a debate watch party here? People raucously blow by blow on Thursday night?
I'm not sure what's going to happen. We might have something. We might have it out on the patio for people that want to watch it. I have no idea what to expect next week. Some people smarter than I still think that it may not go on. I don't, your guess is as good as mine, but it should be an interesting watch.
Keith Hartzell, newly minted, ran for mayor, now a full-fledged city council person in Ocean City again.
Yep.
Keith, when you see this race and you see the debate coming up, I don't know if you've been in debates at the city council or the mayor level.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, is it blood sport in Ocean City, the debate?
Well, they try to make it a forum, but, it gets a little lively. It goes back and forth. So it's kind of my forte. I really enjoy it. But this thing coming up, this will be a worldwide event. That's probably the number one thing's ever going to be watched with Biden and Trump. I can't wait. I mean, I'm literally pacing we've got it marked all over the house when it is.
I wanted Trump-Hillary, too, as you know. I mean, that would have been, particularly the walk-around debate with the two of them.
Yeah.
That was must-see. But this one, I think, is going to be, President Trump is going to be a much, you can see it already what he's doing. It's not going to be a lot of fireworks or whatever. I'm hoping he's talking policy. He's going to be funny, too. What he did in the South Bronx, be funny in a way that is not attacking Biden necessarily. And let's lift up Biden. Biden can't have a low bar. If he stands there for 90 minutes, he wins.
Yeah.
That's where we are at this point. If he doesn't walk off in some crazy way, we can't have that kind of bar. Anything else that you see, that people you run into and you're watching this that you want to see Trump do?
Well, I just think that you're 100% correct. When he wants to, he's a really nice guy. Our commissioner here, Bobby Barr, just elected, actually met him when Van Drew switched. He was with him in the Oval Office and actually was by himself with President Trump for a while. And just said he's the nicest guy in the world. Not only that, he spent most of the time talking to Bobby about him, not about himself. Very engaging, that type of guy, legitimate, real. Communicates well with people. Everything that we've been told is exactly the opposite of how this guy is when you're with him. And if anybody's had the pleasure, which I have not, but everybody that I talk to says, oh my God, he's one of the nicest people in the world. And he just really seems to care. So I think that's in him. I think that he's got a unique ability to speak to people at all levels. Anybody that's worked for him likes him, loves him. So all this stuff about he was this, that, and the other thing in Atlantic City. You know I'm on the radio once a week in this market the last 20 years. I always ask, somebody call and tell me something bad. Mm-hmm. Tell me somebody he harassed. Tell me a time that he was a racist. It does not happen, folks. A lot of this is made up. We know this from living in this area. We know it 100% to be true that the guy's a stellar guy, stellar business person, stellar guy in the community. So I'm looking for him to bring that out, and I think he knows that. Now I think he knows it's all on the table. And I also think he knows who he's competing with.
Exactly. All right, we are more with Keith. And Johnny, is it true he's on your wish list for the next time around, President Trump? We got Scott Presler here. Who else would you like to see? Within reason. Because it's Stan's job, and I want to see him work hard at this.
Man, I have to think about that. There's just so many people. Obviously, President Trump.
We'll have to take the walls down and make it open air.
That was neat during the rally when they did the drive-by.
Yes,
with the
exactly.
motorcade. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'll have to think of that. But I'd love to have Scott Presler back again.
Okay,
that would be fantastic.
We'll make that happen. I want to thank you though too. This is such an unusual thing for a radio station. Now, is there any truth to the rumor that a jitney will be involved going over to the Zioli show?
There was talk a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. The one guy on Twitter, I don't know his name, the jitney guy, he was actually here for the rally or one of the events. He was the one that was saying, hey, Right. I have the, you know, the jitney, you know, you want to put something together. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it down to Cape May. I would love to, but, yeah, you know,
well,
duty calls.
You are what makes this, though, with talk radio. It's you as a sponsor, as a listener, on Twitter and all that. We couldn't do it without it, and it results in days like this. So thank you. We're already looking forward to July 3rd, the next day here, and it'll be a lot of fun celebrating July 4th. So thanks, John, very much.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Johnny Z with us here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll talk with the Wildwood Tourism people. Their guy has a calculator out here, Dan, that's burned out already, trying to figure out the economic impact of all these country folks coming to the Wildwoods. How come Ocean City, Keith Hartzell, can't get something like that? What is it about Wildwood? Well, I don't know of two resorts that have a different brand that can coexist quite like Wildwood and Ocean City. How those two things interlock is something for everyone, Keith. If you put that up a little bit. There you are.
There really is, Dom. There is something for everybody. Actually, up and down the whole coast. And that was one of the things that Curtis Bashall said when he was running the tourism here. It was so important that each and every one of us have a brand that runs together. So, and we try to do that. We try to promote one another because we should. And that's just how it is. And those kind of relationships are great. We do have a Pops up there, so we have a full-blown orchestra. We have a theater company that has off-Broadway shows. Right. And we also have a concert series. So we do something a little different. It's generally a little bit more family-oriented. Obviously, we don't have anything that's being served here or there, right? So as far as the town being dry. So, okay. But it really does work. If you want to come down for some great rock and roll, country entertainment, this is a spot you're going to pick. You're going to come to Wildwood. And we're okay with that. Because you're going to come down, come back. Some of their people are going to come up. So it's how it works. And it's how it should
work. I want a little
work.
Tension here between you guys.
Yeah, you're not getting any.
A nice brawl here in Mulligan's would give me some play. All right, we'll talk with Ben Rose, Keith Hartzell, and you at 855-839-1210. We got to get a winner today. What is that all-time bar tavern? Other than Mulligan's, that's what we're looking for.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.